Lesson 5. Ecology. Ecosystem. Biotic factor. Abiotic factor. Equilibrium. Acid rain. Greenhouse effect. Global warming. Succession. Extinction. A hurricane sweeps across an island. A factory burns coal 24 hours a day. Natural and human-made forces change the sea, the land, and the air. Read this selection to learn about ecosystems and how they respond to changes. Responses to changes in ecosystems. Ecosystems. Ecology is the study of how living and non-living things act upon one another. An ecosystem is an area in which all the living and non-living things interact. A pond is an example of an ecosystem. A field and a marsh are also ecosystems. A biotic factor is a living thing in an ecosystem. An abiotic factor is a non-living thing in an ecosystem. Grass, ants, mice, and lions are all biotic factors. Sunlight, air, water, and soil are all abiotic factors. Living things and non-living things interact by exchanging energy and materials. Energy, for example, is passed along through food chains. Plants are the first link in every food chain. Plants depend on energy from sunlight and nutrients from the soil. Animals get energy by eating the plants or eating other animals. When plants and animals die, tiny organisms get energy by feeding on their remains. This breaks down the dead plants and animals and returns nutrients to the soil. Changes to ecosystems. A stable ecosystem has an equilibrium or state of balance. There are enough resources to support the plants and animals that live there. An ecosystem can change, though. The changes may occur gradually or suddenly through a hurricane, flood, or some other natural event. Plants may die. Animals may move to an area with more food. Human activity can change an ecosystem. Building cities forces many animals into different ecosystems. People also rely on coal, oil, and gas to power factories and their cars. Burning these fossil fuels releases poisonous gases into the air. Once in the air, these gases lead to the creation of acids. The acids in the air combine with rain to form acid rain. Acid rain can poison an ecosystem. Whole populations of fish and plants in lakes have died because of acid rain. The gases produced by burning fossil fuels can also trap the sun's heat in Earth's atmosphere. This is known as the greenhouse effect. It leads to global warming, an increase in the temperature on Earth's surface. Global warming results in changes to ecosystems. Some animals have been forced to move north as their ecosystems become too warm. Responses to ecosystems. Over time, equilibrium will return to an ecosystem, but it may not be the same as it was before. Succession is an orderly series of changes in the plant and animal life of an ecosystem. The replacement of one community by another eventually leads to a stable ecosystem. Changes in an ecosystem may cause some plants or animals to die out. Extinction is the process of a species dying out. If a species disappears, it causes ripples throughout its food chain. Fossils of extinct plants and animals, such as dinosaurs, show that changes to ecosystems happen over time. After a while, living things adapt to their new environment. The ecosystem is back in balance.